So I'm going to seed some carrots in the space the spinach came out, and water that in and tend those, and later on in the fall, pull those yummy carrots that just took the space of something that was empty.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Now, I think you were mentioning strawberries as well. Can we?
I didn't hear you. I'm sorry. What?
I said, I think you mentioned earlier when we were off the air about maybe putting some strawberries in too.
Oh, yes. Strawberries. The strawberries that I've got in my garden space here that are blooming and producing strawberries are an ever-bearing variety. They're something called light neutral, mm-hmm. meaning that they don't care that later in the summer the light of day gets shorter and shorter and shorter. They'll keep producing berries clear into the fall, and the only thing that really stops them is the temperature, which starts to freeze the berries on the vine. And so this is a great variety to put in now, even if you've got empty space or a place that's opened up in your garden space, and put some beautiful strawberry plants in and get some luscious red berries for yourself all the rest of the season.
All right.
We've got lots of them around here. I've been picking strawberries this last week. They're just starting to come on, and it is a treat, I'll tell you.
Yeah, real strawberries. There's nothing like them.
There is nothing like them. Coming, you know, just right out of your backyard into your kitchen. Boy, what a treat this is.
Yeah, yeah. So how are you staying on top of all your weeding there, I'm curious?
Well, you know, my social life has dwindled. If you're not going to see me in the garden, chances are you're not going to see much of me. So this time of year, as anybody who's growing a garden knows, there's plenty to do. And so I try to use this as my social life, and I spend a lot of time on my hands and knees or mulching. And we talked just a minute ago mm-hmm. about maybe not mulching quite yet because the soils are still cool. But that's my tool in my tool.